to episode 11. First thing I need to say before we get started, like, quick thing. I meant to say this last episode, completely forgot. In reaction to your question of where would I not want to be with Bomberman, I've been doing some thinking, and I don't want to be with Bomberman in an airport.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point.
I feel like that is a bad place to be with Bomberman.
I mean, there are a lot of places which are a bad place to be with Bomberman.
I suppose, like, the school, also quite bad.
The school? I don't know. I think it could be quite entertaining at school.
No way, you can't take bombs in a school.
Well, I mean, yeah, but Bomberman can. He's Bomberman.
Have you not seen Die Hard 3?
I mean, yeah.
Don't take bombs in a school.
But it's okay, because it wasn't a bomb. It was just corn syrup, I believe.
Yes, I think so.
And the other ingredient was whatever else it was. It's never specified.
And then secondly, I got some feedback on last episode today about your bad choices of weapons and worms. So
What?
Yeah. You know, obviously, where you went for the sheep at the end, which was cool and thematic, and I enjoyed it. I got told today that if you'd chosen a banana bomb, the worms would have won, and therefore should have won.
But then I already use a banana bomb.
No.
Well, even if I didn't, banana bombs aren't in the standard default weaponry, which is what I stated what we were using.
All right, then.
You don't start with banana bomb in the standard default weaponry system. So that would be my retort to that.
All right, then. Well, that's fine. I just wanted to address these things.
But you are correct. A banana bomb would have been a better use. I mean, obviously, a mortar, I was quite savvy with the mortars on a when you are above the enemy worm. You can easily do a good... You can kill a worm in one shot if you get lucky and you know what you're doing. You need to do both. It's a bit inconsistent.
Yeah. You see, because initially I thought, and what my retort to the person who said about this was I would have used a holy hand grenade, not a sheep. But now initially, as I think about that, literally the second, you couldn't have used a holy hand grenade because Lilith was in the water and holy hand grenade wouldn't stop until it didn't move. So it would have just gone underwater and not worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
So you might have been all right with sheep.
It doesn't matter.
No. But anyway, but that is what's happening.
I appreciate the comments, whoever listened to that. I am glad that you have some ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to when people get involved. That's why I wanted to sort of bring it to you and see what you thought.
Fair enough. Cheers. Anyway, let's welcome people in.
Yeah, hi. So I'm Chris.
And I'm Wade.
And this is our podcast, Mishmash Mayhem.
Mishmash Mayhem.
Where we take the schoolyard conversation of, hey, which one of those fictional characters will win in a fight? And we talk about it in a podcast.
That's what this is, I believe.
Yeah, it is, actually. Because for a while I thought it wasn't. But no, I think you're right. It definitely is.
How did you think it wasn't a podcast?
No, I just thought it was a podcast about something else. You know, like, we just start chatting about stuff. And then, you know, sometimes we mention fights. But, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, wow. That was weird. Starting episode 11 by doing the intro the wrong way around.
You know, 11 is a palindrome. So maybe we should do the episode the wrong way around.
Yeah, do you want me to give a clue for who's going to be on next week?
Well, we don't know. I don't know who's going to lose.
No.
So today, last week, I believe, Lilith won her mishmash, her mayhem, and entered her place into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
And you know what that means, people who have listened more than a couple of times.
We've got a quarter of the Hall of Fame.
Have listened to one episode in particular. That means that we were introducing two new combatants.
That too. Two new people today.
Two new people. So, how this is going to work is we're going to introduce our characters, our companions, our bullying compatriots. Not that we condone bullying, by the way. The whole purpose of this, these fights to the death, is to stop bullying. That's canon.
That's a weird way to do it. Let's stop bullying, like, essentially genocide. Let's get loads of people to fight to the death.
This isn't genocide. Jesus. Not unless, like, one of them is the last of their kind. Immediately you're like, so, this character is the last of their kind.
Yeah. Well, Lilith is one of six. I mean, I'm aware she's technically still alive at the moment, but...
Yeah, it was almost the sixth of genocide. I mean, to be fair, that's pretty bad still, isn't it?
Right.
What's going to happen is we're going to introduce our characters. We're going to go through a little bit of their, what they do, what they're all about, how they like their eggs in the morning, if we know that information or if we presume it. We're going to go through what kind of military and combat or fighting experience, weapons and armor they all have, what kind of things they might do in a fight. And then we're going to roll the patented trademark
Die of Death.
And that's going to determine the battleground where these two combatants will fight. We have a list, a wonderful list of places, and they're not very well fleshed out, and we flesh it out on the day, depending on the mood and the weather, etc., etc. It doesn't depend on the weather, but maybe it will one day.
Last episode depended on the wind, and that's kind of weather.
I mean, the wind is arguably weather, but also arguably it was the wind generated by a whale breathing, which is arguably not weather. And by arguably, I mean it's not arguable, that is not weather.
Well, it's weather for the atmosphere inside the whale.
Well, I mean,
also,
if I Google to find weather.
No, it's fine, don't worry about it.
Who's going to introduce first?
I will, if you want. I'm pretty excited about my character. I'm happy to get on with it.
Absolutely, my friends. Go ahead.
So last time I was saying it's a female character from, I believe, comics or graphic novels. I'm not entirely sure which of the two.
Strong female characters, let's go.
Yeah, right. I think possibly she is one of the best sort of strong female characters for like female empowerment in things.
Anna from Frozen?
No.
Was it Anna?
No, Elsa's the cold one. Anna's the ginger one. Okay. Anna's the one the films actually like follows.
Yeah.
But arguably she's more strong because, you know, she does all of these things without superpowers. My main criticism of like female empowerment lately is because obviously a lot of films in the last few years have been trying to be like, yeah, female empowerment, woo! But the problem is that all they do is make such a big deal of having a strong female lead character that they forget to do good films. It happens too much. And then there are loads of good films which don't make a big fuss about it, but have really good female empowerment in them.
You mean like Alien?
Yes, like Alien. Alien is a good example that I hadn't considered, but yes.
Alien is like the classical strong female characters film that you don't really realise it until you think about it afterwards and go, holy shit, yeah.
Right, that was because in the 70s they didn't care about female empowerment. It, you know, they could just do a film where a female was a main character.
I'm pretty sure, I might be wrong on this, but if I recall correctly, they just wrote a script and then afterwards assigned names and sexes to the characters.
Yeah.
And then went, sod it, let's just have this as a female. And it was like, oh my god, you've written a really strong character for this and they're a female. Good work, Alien.
Right.
Excellent film, which I found incredibly tedious and boring as a child.
I mean, Alien is great. And actually, I read while I was doing the research for this character, I read a thing with the author from the books.
Mm-hmm.
And he was someone had asked him whether or not they thought this character would be like is a strong feminist lead. And he sort of went, okay. Yeah, kind of, in the way that they are, you know, it is a really strong woman who is very highly skilled. But also not, because she wouldn't want like to be like, yeah, I'm a feminist. She wouldn't like say I'm a feminist, and she wouldn't want special treatment for being a woman. She just wanted to be equal. And I think, well, that's like the most brilliant way to do a sort of strong female lead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though I suppose technically speaking, she does have a few spin-offs where she's the lead, but in the main thing, she's kind of like the main support as opposed to the lead.
Yeah.
But she does spend most of it teaching the lead how to be worthwhile, so therefore is great. Anyway, without sort of being secretive anymore, my character is Mindy McCready, more commonly known as Hit Girl from Kick-Ass.
Excellent.
Right. Man, and she is just, she's amazing.
I'm really excited for this fight now. Because you know who my character is? Well, as in, we've spoke about it in digital form.
Oh yes, because Wilco messaged us this morning and was like, hey, I think my guess from your clue is this person. And then you were like, oh, it is. Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. But, oh, my God, this is going to be ridiculous. Okay, do you want to tell everyone who your character is?
No, we'll get there. That's not okay. The format of the show.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to take this seriously at all.
But, I mean, who could?
Okay, so, Hit Girl. So, she has been, from a very young age, trained as an assassin / vigilante by her dad, who is the superhero known as Big Daddy.
Or Neil fucking Leeson. Wait, Liam fucking Nielsen. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Liam.
Yes, it was Liam Neeson in the film. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. So she is very proficient both in martial arts for like hand-to-hand combat, And also, if just about every weapon you could ever imagine. You know, she is well trained in pretty much every single gun, every single melee weapon. She is especially proficient in knives. She is, so I guess, like, her main weapon, other than, like, I think she usually carries around, like, some switch knives and stuff, but at least the first time you see her in the Kick-Ass film, like, her big thing she has is, like, a pole arm, but with a sword on either end, which she is sort of seen taking down several people with, you know, like, multiple people at a time. Like, she can take down entire groups of enemies attacking her with her sheer badassery.
That's why she's called, don't worry. I got nothing.
Did you forget her name? yeah, she is an excellent marksman with all guns, like, very well skilled. Part of her training as well was getting used to being shot.
Yeah,
and, like, also where she did a lot of, like, martial arts training and stuff, she's very used to getting hurt and, like, taking the hits and stuff and then sort of not letting it slow her down. Obviously, she's not supernatural in any way. So she's, but I mean, as far as a regular human could be, she is in very peak physical condition and very, like, strong and good with good endurance and stuff.
Mm.
She is also a very skilled driver. You know, she can drive very well. Her vehicle of choice is a custom motorcycle, which has been made to be extra high powered so it can go a lot faster and has a lot better acceleration than your standard motorcycle. I understand saying your standard motorcycle means nothing because vehicles are so varied, but I don't know anything about bikes or cars or vehicles in general. As a character, she certainly, not so much when the books came out, because I guess they're a smaller thing in a more diverse market, but certainly when the films came out, she was a character that gained a lot of controversy in the public eye because of the extreme violence depicted being done by her and possibly more so just the language she used, because she swears a lot. That her very first line in the Kick-Ass film has the C-bomb in it, and you know, everyone and the actor and the actor playing her at the time of the first film was 14, and the character herself is supposed to be 12. So yeah, that was like a really big issue for a lot of people, that she was just sort of completely, like, slaughtering people and sort of, like, cutting their arms off and stuff and then swearing a lot.
And you know what we say to those people?
Just get over it.
No, get a fucking life.
Oh, man. I mean, she's just brilliant. I just appreciate how awesome it is. Also, it's fiction, you know?
Absolutely. For the record, if anyone actually does listen and doesn't like her and had problems with that and has issues with me then saying, get a fucking life. Get a fucking life.
And, yeah. So, I mean, I think she's really cool. And then, again, like, I read a thing about in an interview with, Chloe Grace Moretz, I think it is the actress.
Not sure, to be honest.
Pretty sure that's her name. And then it was, like, an interview with her, and they were like, oh, man, like, isn't it weird that you get to sort of, you say all of these things? And she was like, no, I'm just like a normal girl. Like, if I said that stuff at home, I'd be grounded. Like, no problem. Like, my mum doesn't allow this sort of behaviour. Like, it's just for a film. Like, it's okay.
Fair.
Yeah. And apparently, when she got the role, they asked her mum, like, before they started filming, if it was all right for her to say all of these things, and her mum was like, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's not too dissimilar to, like, if someone in a film plays someone who, for example, because everyone knows that bad guys are rapists, right? Well, they're not, but, you know, in so many films...
No, but not
in so
guys,
many films, there's a rapists, scene where the bad guy has, like, a woman, and they do something that's a little bit on the kind of, like, on that side. You just, does that make that actor a bad person? No, of course not. They're just acting a bad role.
Absolutely. Actually, interestingly, this is a massive tangent, but it's a similar thing to what we're talking about. Where have you seen the film American History X?
Yes, you've shown it to me. Or you I think you bought it for me for my birthday once. Yeah.
Did I? It is an excellent film. Very well watching. But originally, Edward Norton wasn't the guy they wanted to be in it, and I can't remember who it was. Part of me wants to say Christian Bale, but I could be wrong. But the actor they asked first to do it was like, no, because I don't want to play a neo-Nazi. I think that would be bad for my reputation.
Well, I mean, like, spoilers.
And it's like, but you're not actually.
Yeah, spoilers. He very much is against that when he comes out of jail, and that's the whole point of the film.
Yeah. Yeah, he does reform, very much so. But yeah, and I just sort of thought, you need to separate yourself from the role.
Yeah, you could have been in a very good film.
Anyway, I digress. I just think, I don't know, I find things being controversial quite interesting. Mm.
Social constructs? I was shaking my fist, but you couldn't see.
But yeah, so that's the thing. Like, she's this incredible badass character who is basically a very well-trained killing machine and can kill people in thousands of different ways expertly. But the fact is, she's only a 12-year-old, which does lead into her biggest weakness, which is the fact that although for her age, she is abnormally strong, and like I say, in all of these fighting styles, she is very skilled. Compared to an adult, she is still weak because she is a 12-year-old. She only has child strength. Very good child strength, but child strength nonetheless.
Yeah, she would win against other children, but she wouldn't... Like, I'm talking about in like a one-to-one mud wrestling. Don't ask me why it's mud wrestling. contest. She'd win against other children, but against other adults, the strength of an adult outweighs the improved strength of a child.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, she would still be an awful lot of adults on account of the fact she's just very skilled and she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I mean, she'd probably beat us.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. But an adult who knows how to fight and knows how to fight well would probably beat her purely because she's prepubescent.
Mm.
And therefore doesn't have the physical strength necessary to overpower somebody. I think that's why she has to rely on the fact that she is very skilled and very fast, you know, dexterous.
Hey man, you gotta flaunt what you got.
Absolutely, and you know, she does that incredibly. And that's why she's a really cool character who I wanted to bring to the podcast today. But yeah, that's sort of the background of Hit Girl. What have you got for me? Who's she gonna have to fight?
Right, so today's theme is apparently controversy.
Oh man, I mean, because again, I found out this morning who this is, I think everyone needs to take a moment to brace yourself for the ludicrousness you're about to hear.
Well, I mean, you've got to remember that this is just a character from a game, right?
It is just a character from a game. No, I have no qualms with that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I understand more so, apparently we are doing a controversial thing, why your character is considered controversial. But yeah, okay, if everyone's prepared.
Well, what was my clue? It was something along the lines of...
It was a mechanized version of a famous person.
Ah, yes, that's exactly what it was.
And I am upset to know that it isn't Ed Sheeran with shoulder-mounted rocket launchers.
It isn't Mecha Ed Sheeran, no. It's Mecha Hitler!
Yeah, of course it is.
The crowds go wild.
Do they? Let's hope not.
For people who haven't played incredibly old games. I mean, to be fair, I haven't played this game either, but he's just an incredibly iconic boss.
I have played the first Wolfenstein. It comes on a floppy disk. That's how old a game it is.
Oh my god, yes. Let's go. but there is no denying that Mecha Hitler is an incredibly iconic boss from the series.
No, that is true.
So Mecha Hitler, as it implies, is just Adolf Hitler in a mech suit. And as it doesn't imply, with four miniguns, or chain guns, which are essentially miniguns. There isn't a great deal to describe, because it's Hitler in a mech suit with four chain guns. At the end of the day, he is just a man in a metal suit with four chain guns. In the game, you can destroy the suit, and then after the suit is destroyed, he loses two of his chain guns and he's down to just two chain guns. And then he is just a man with two chain guns. I don't know what else there is to say.
I mean, do you want to give some context of Wolfenstein to know like why there is a Mecha Hitler?
Oh, I mean, I suppose I should give some context of Wolfenstein.
Explain to the people why Mecha Hitler is the boss of Wolfenstein.
So, Wolfenstein is set during World War II and you control captured American spy trying to escape Germany or, you know, the prison and just escape and kill all the evil Germans who have captured you. It includes a lot of Nazi soldiers. There is, I think in the more recent ones, there's kind of like a grittier kind of genetic / experimental theme going on.
There might be. I haven't played the more recent ones either. I've heard they're very good.
I'm not entirely sure. But
I know in the more recent ones, it's not set during World War II. It's like a dystopian future where the Germans won World War II.
It is.
I thought the originals were too, but if you tell me they're not, I'm not going to argue.
No, so Wolfenstein 3D, which is the specific game that Hitler/Mega Hitler is in, is set in World War II.
Okay.
And you're trying to escape. You escape from the castle Wolfenstein. What an excellent name. And then you infiltrate some super... There is an experimental version of zombies, of super mutant zombie soldiers. Classic. And then you go on to the final mission where you have to go into the bunker in Berlin and assassinate Hitler to stop the war.
Wow. So it is Wolfenstein where Nazi zombies originated? Because Nazi zombies have been in a lot of things.
Possibly, yeah. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Maybe it is. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Right, so I've just read this bit that says port. And it says, dogs are replaced with rats as part of Nintendo's censorship policy.
Yeah, because they don't want you to shoot dogs.
Yeah, that's fine. But everything else is in, including Hitler.
Yes.
Hitler.
I don't think you could really take Hitler out of the game. It would be a bit weird, wouldn't it, if, hey, you need to go into this bunker to assassinate the leader of the Germans, but it's not Hitler.
Yeah, that would be a bit of a... I suppose you could always use Himmler, but with another same thing.
Yeah, I suppose they could just take out the last mission if they were that worried about it.
Yeah, but they weren't, because games back then...
Yeah, there was controversy, was a lot less of a thing.
Yeah, until Mortal Kombat came out, and then they were like, oh my God, what is this? Actually, I think Mortal Kombat came out before Wolfenstein, really.
Really? I don't know. The first Mortal Kombat was 1992.
Oh, in which case, same year.
Same year. What a controversial year for gaming. I don't know what day, I just know it was 92.
Okay, well, I know that this was May the 5th, because I have it up in front of me. Mortal Kombat. Just as an interesting tidbit of information, October the 8th. So, yes, after Wolfenstein.
About half a year, but still. Yeah, so if you Google where did Nazi zombies originate, it comes up with Wolfenstein 3D.
Ah, there you go. We've all learned something today.
That's really interesting.
That is really interesting.
Because, I mean, Nazi zombies are in basically everything. Even to the point where in South Park it was like, oh my God, they're zombies. And then why are they Nazis? Why are they always Nazis?
Oh, mate, did you find that secret level in the new Mario game?
No.
With the Nazi zombies?
No.
I mean, I'm of course joking. They would never put that into Mario, but...
Can you imagine?
Yes.
It would be all right, because you could throw your hat at them, and then you could control the zombie. It'd be cool.
Would. And you could jump on them, and it would kill them, because you're the weight of...
You jump on them, and then they'd just grab your foot and eat you. It'd be awful. It'd be like jumping onto a piranha plant, except more gory.
Yeah, right. We have our combatants. We have described them to the best of our ability / available lore. The words were hard then, really hard. Let's find out where they're going. It's time for the Die of Death.
The Die of Death.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am ready.
Oh, that was a cock's die.
Oh, that was anticlimactic.
Seven!
Wade. This is going to be... I mean, already, because Mecha Hitler, this is going to be a ludicrous fight.
All right.
I feel this arena means Mecha Hitler will win, which I'm both excited about, but also because it means more Mecha Hitler, but also disappointed because it means more Mecha Hitler. I have very mixed feelings about Mecha Hitler. So this fight is going to take place in a public toilet.
Wait, the entire thing inside a public toilet?
Yes.
And so are we talking inside a public bathroom or inside literally a bathroom stall?
No, not inside a cubicle, like a whole bathroom.
Okay, fair enough. That is... right, and we've got both people here, right?
Yeah.
So is Mega Hitler going to burst into the women's toilets, or is...
No, wait, I feel like it would have to be in the gents, because what it would be is obviously, us two are worried about the other one bullying each other.
Yeah.
So we would both need the toilet. Maybe we were at some event or something. Yeah. I don't know. So I feel like we'd be at, like, opposite ends. Me, I'm like, of the urinal, like, one using one end, one using the other, and, like, trying to be like, oh, no.
Oh, playing urinal chess.
Maybe. I'm not sure what that is.
It's when you go into the bathroom, you're not allowed to use a urinal next to someone else. And then,
well, that's just the rules. That's just common.
Right. So then, but you try and pick urinals to minimize the amount of people that can use the urinals. So, for example, if you have five urinals, you might think, three people can use that. because of the rule, not five.
Yeah.
Because you can have one on the end, one in the middle, and one on the end. But
right.
What actually happens is one person uses the end, and then one person uses the second one in from the other end. And then you can only use two. That's it. That's checkmate.
Well, I was just thinking we'd both be at either end. I mean, also, in my mind, I saw it as one of those trough urinals, not like separate urinals.
Oh, well, mate, trough urinals are hideous because they just splash everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but when I imagine a public toilet, I don't imagine it nice. I imagine it's all dirty and there's a lingering smell of turds.
Turd and piss. What a perfect place to die.
Yeah, right.
I mean, like, figuratively.
Yeah, so anyway, I mean, would you rather have, like, separate urinals?
I mean, I don't think it's going to make much difference. Personally, I would rather have separate urinals in real life.
Well, we'll have separate then. But I feel like we'll be at 1 and 5 in your example. You know, so we're like, oh, no, the other person can't see us. And then, you know, and then, like, you're all like, you'd secretly be like, he's here, Mecha Hitler, come in. And then Mecha Hitler would, like, burst.
Come.
And then I'd be like, well, not, yeah, maybe not the door, but he'd erupt from one of the stools.
Yeah, it'll make no sense.
I'd be like, man, how did I not know it was Mecha Hitler? Yeah, but like, how did I not notice Mecha Hitler? Because he's clearly
Up on that stool. Like, he bursts out the door, and the door comes through his hinges, and then he comes out, and then you're like, wait a minute, he's bigger than that hole.
Yeah, it's mad. And then, I don't know, I'd probably scream like a little girl and pee even more because,
His zip electronically does up.
Yeah, and then it would be like, and then Hit Girl would hear me scream and run in to save me because she's amazing. And then the fight would start.
Right, so. Mecha Hitler must be facing the urinal wall because he just burst out of a cubicle to face you, right?
Yes. And then, okay.
I keep forgetting the name. Is it Hit Girl?
Hit Girl. It's like the easiest superhero name to remember ever.
I know. I'm just terrible.
She's a girl and she hits stuff. Hit Girl.
Hit Girl comes in from the other direction.
Yeah, she'd come in through like the actual door, not from hiding in the cubicle.
So what's she equipment?
I imagine. Like, she would probably have, like, her pole arm with, like, bladed ends.
Yep.
She'd probably have, like, holstered, like, two, like, dual pistols.
Okay.
Maybe submachine guns. I don't know. But some sort of handheld gun. And then she's probably got a switchblade, like, or a flick knife or something.
Okay.
Like, in a boot. You know, like, how people hide stuff in their shoes.
Because doesn't she famously use a rocket launcher in the film?
I mean, yes, but the rocket launcher is in the bad guy's
base. That's very true. It isn't her rocket.
And actually, I don't think she does in the film. I think she does in the book, but I think Kick-Ass does it in the film.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I haven't seen the film in a little while.
No, I haven't either. I never saw the second one either.
But you know, it was good. It wasn't as good, but it was still good. But it didn't do very well, which is why the third one never got made. But there is a third book.
Anyway, so she comes in, bursts in through the door. What's she going to do?
Yeah, so it. If Mecha Hitler is not immediately looking at her...
Probably not, because...
He's looking at the urinals. I reckon she would try and quickly maybe stealth her way without him noticing into the stools.
Okay.
And then maybe like she could crawl underneath them to get closer to him and maybe sneak up behind him without him knowing.
Yeah, I mean...
Because she can't take him on face on because he's a big robot suit with like 4 chain guns.
Yeah, that seems fair.
You know, so she's got to make use of the little cover that there is in this situation because as soon as she's out in the open, she's dead because... Yes, don't get me wrong, her suit is bulletproof and has, like, bulletproof vest material and the such, but there's only so many bullets that can stop, and a chain gun fires, like, what, like 10 bullets a second or something?
I don't know, I haven't looked at the official statistics for the Wolfenstein chain guns.
I mean, it might be more or less than that, but, I mean, it's certainly a very fast rate of fire, isn't it? Like, it will easily cut through Kevlar very, like, in moments.
One would have assumed so.
Because, I mean, like, a bulletproof vest is only really designed to take, like, 2 or 3 bullets and then it's useless, isn't it? So she's only going to stand in front of a chain gun for a matter of seconds before being, like, minced.
Hmm. It does tell me it has the highest rate of fire, but it doesn't tell me what that rate of fire is.
No. Point is, it's lethal to her within a second. Maybe 2 seconds if she's lucky. It's sort of the point I'm getting at.
As long as he can hit.
Yeah. So she's going to stealth her way under a toilet.
Okay. Seems legit.
And start, like, army crawling under the stools to try and get towards him. Which, as previously mentioned, she's quite fast and dexterous. So she could probably do quite quickly.
Now, Mecha Hitler probably heard a noise. Because...
He had heard, like, a whoosh of, like, the skid.
Yeah.
Across the grimy, dirty...
He is in a giant mech suit in a tiny bathroom cubicle. for. So he's gonna like slowly crong, turning around.
At this point, like the legit me that is in absolute horror at Mecha Hitler bursting out the toilet is gonna leave this bathroom, probably leaving a trail of fear turds behind me.
Yeah, fair enough. And I'd just be like, we'll catch you later, man. For the record, I would never associate with Hitler in a social situation, but this is Mega Hitler.
And that makes it okay.
And in the context of this specific situation, it's okay.
Look, I mean, if Bill and Ted can hang out with Hitler for a day, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, and the Red Dwarf crew as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, all your favourite heroes do it.
Right.
All your favourite heroes, such as the Red Dwarf crew and Bill and Ted.
I mean, to be fair, they are good, all good and enjoyable people.
They really are. Anyway, so, clong, turning around, looking for evidence of a little sound.
And then also, I guess by this point, he'd be looking at, say, stool one. For ease of sake, if there's the same number of cubicles as there is urinals, so there's five of either.
Yep, okay.
I mean, I know there'd always be less cubicles because they take up more room, but this is a magic bathroom where there's five of both.
For the record, it's also very hard to bend down and look under doors. So who needs that when you have four chain guns? Reel them up, baby!
But my point is, he would have heard the skid noise of her sliding underneath, be looking at cubicle one, but by now she'd probably be at like cubicle three.
She's
like crawling through. So I can only assume he's just going to absolutely light up cubicle one. Be like, oh, there was a noise there.
My imagining is that he just turns around as soon as he's past the door where we're both exiting, because he's not allowed to shoot us. That's against the rules. He then just opens fire and just carries on turning, going in a straight, you know, turning in an arc, going through the cubicles.
Okay, so you think he's going to basically do like standing height shots across all five, rather yes. than just up and down blitzing one of them?
Yes.
Okay.
But he is quite slow. He's in a giant mech suit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's Adolf Hitler.
fuck's sake. So I mean, I think like some toilet door rubble, shrapnel thing, like broken, splintered wood and stuff is going to like fall down on Hit Girl. But ultimately, that's not really going to hurt that much. And she's just going to keep crawling, trying to get up to cubicle five so she can be near enough to him to try and make a surprise attack.
Absolutely. I think she'd get there by the time he manages to turn to like cubicle three or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's halfway through his turn, his shredding turn. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. I think she'd probably wait for the firing to stop. She wouldn't run out while he's still shooting, because that's just crazy.
All right, so she's going to go low or high?
Well, low probably. Well, actually, no, she might stop at cubicle four, because obviously there's no door on cubicle five because he's burst out of it.
That's very true. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah. So she'd stop at cubicle four. She'd stay low because the bullets. Maybe wait for the shooting to stop and then like quickly pop up and come through the door at a running speed. Like she'd be like.
Okay, yeah. So.
Because the door would swing outwards, doesn't it?
It depends on the bathrooms. I find most normally go in.
Oh, right. Oh, man, that would slow her down.
But, I mean, honestly, it's going to be ripped to pieces by four chain guns. I don't think it's going to be That's a true. Difficult issue to get through a door.
Okay. But, yeah, so she'd wait for the shooting to stop. Then, perhaps less swiftly than I had anticipated, but she'd dramatically burst through the door of cubicle four and try and... The bit over his face is just glass, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely is.
So she'd probably be... That would be... She'd be like, yeah, smash through the door... And then maybe try and like stab through that with something with her like big stick.
Okay, big so bladed. Smashes out the door, bang! Hitler, surprised, needs to start up his guns again. But unfortunately for him, there's such a thing.
They take a second, don't they? Because they're chain guns. They've got to like start spinning.
And we've all seen Pitch Black. You're wondering where this is going.
I don't know if I have seen Pitch Black.
The Vin Diesel one where he's on the planet.
Yeah. I think I've seen the beginning of it. I think I was quite young when I watched it, and I got bored and I fell asleep.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I've seen that. I might have seen like the first 20 minutes or something.
Right. I mean, to be fair, this is a better analogy would be fighter pilots, but how many people were fighter pilots? Well, not many.
Like five.
But there's the scene where the creatures, they have their eyes on the side, right? And then Vin Diesel notices they have a blind spot and puts his head really close and they can't see him. Well, with fighter planes as well, their guns are synchronized to a distance and they're fixed. So I don't know what the distance would be, but...
I know what you mean. Because they're like 200 foot. Doing a V, don't they?
Right, absolutely. So Mega Hitler's in this mecha suit and those chain guns are going to be synchronized to, a short distance, but it's not as short as, oh, you're literally right in front of me on my chest distance.
No. So what you're telling me is if Hit Girl climbs on his suit, he can't shoot her?
Well, that is essentially what I'm telling you, yes.
Man, Mecha Hitler's going to get screwed.
Mecha Hitler might get mecha fucked.
Because when the public toilet came up, I was like, man, Hit Girl's going to get mowed down.
See, I was automatically thinking, oh, tight space, that's bad for someone in a giant robotic suit.
Yeah.
Because it's not an agile robotic suit. Have you seen that goddamn thing? It's like a square with four chain guns on it.
I mean, yes, but that is possibly something to do with graphical limitations.
It doesn't matter what it's to do with. It's what it was, and it's what it is, and it's what it will be.
It's true. So yeah, okay, well, Hit Girl's going to then... Like I say, she's very dexterous and nimble, so she can just quickly climb up onto his suit, almost sort of bounce up, just like put her feet on, and she's like... And then sort of stab down. You know, I imagine she, like, with a pole arm, she could break through the glass.
Yeah, it might take a couple of taps. All this while, Megan's going to be, like, doing the kind of giant shimmy from left to right, swaying up and down, like, I might try and run through the cubicle walls because he's not going to get her off with guns at this
point. No. That's fine. Well, if he does that, I think she'd probably, like, really dramatically backflip over the toilet. Like, or so sort of, like, I don't know, out the way of it. I guess she'd have to get off him to do that.
Well, if she's on the front of him, right, at this point, then surely she could do an incredibly stylish backflip so she's now almost in a piggyback pose.
So she's, like, hanging on behind him.
And then it doesn't matter that he's running forward through these things because all the splinters...
No.
Yeah,
and to be fair, if she's already like cracked the glass of his thing, him just sort of running into it is just going to break the glass, right?
Well, his glass isn't like the front of, if you imagine a plane of the front of the mech.
Oh, I see. It's sort of raised a bit. Okay.
Yeah. So,
but it would crack more because of shockwaves, and that's how cracks work.
So yeah, so she jumps out, gets on top, Mecha Hitler starts going. Starts charging through the cubicles and he does a majestic flip onto the back of Mecha Hitler. Mecha Hitler has charged through the cubicles and notices she's not there or on the floor.
I don't know how canon this would be, but I feel like Mecha Hitler would angrily shout Kartoffelkopf.
I can tell you some of the phrases he says. I mean, none of them are that.
That's a shame, because that's a really serious insult in Germany.
He says things such as Die Allied Weinhund. Or I suppose that's supposed to probably be Die, not D, but D is also a German name.
No, it's D. Because maybe it would be something like You Ally Shithound, I think, or something.
Well, I mean...
You Ally Something Hound.
No, I think it is supposed to be Die.
Because there's a comma.
Die Allied Schweinhund. Die Allied Pig Dog.
Yeah, it could be. It is probably Pig Dog.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Sounds like swine. Yeah.
He also says Guten Tag in the 3DO / Macintosh ports.
That's nice. That's friendly.
Yeah, it is friendly.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Yeah, it is. He also says Scheißend on the destruction of his on the destruction of his mech suit.
Oh, that makes sense.
But yeah, so he's run forward. There's no Hit Girl on the floor or in front of him anymore. Instead, she's behind him.
I feel at this point, she'd just sort of like ditch her bladed pole arm and she'd just grab out one of her guns, like climb back up and just sort of like through the glass.
I think there's been enough time.
Just sort of shoot. Because you can shoot through the glass and just shoot into his face.
Yeah. So get out a gun into the glass. The first bullet might not do much, but the second one probably would. I don't know how many times you've taken a gunshot to the back of the head and survived.
I mean, like, it's not like she's going to be short on ammo. She hasn't fired yet. And, like, a handgun, like, clip would be between 9 and 15, you'd imagine, like, traditionally.
Hmm. And I don't imagine she'd use them sparingly.
Right, I mean, it's Hitler. For fun.
And Hit Girl.
Right, yeah, she's...
Jason! His final words as his head explodes.
Oh, in a bloody mess.
Oh, make it Hitler, no.
Ah, but also Hit Girl, woo.
But also Hit Girl, woo. Hit Girl.
I mean, that, sometimes that's just what happens when you fight in a public toilet.
That is exactly what happens when you fight in a public toilet when you're in a giant mech suit.
He was doing mecha poops.
He probably wasn't.
It's just like the toilet's just filled with circuit boards.
I mean, I definitely feel that the toilet cubicle thing did not help Mega Hitler at all, but
no,
it did make for a dramatic entrance, and that's all that really matters.
That's it. I mean, that's the best entrance ever. Just people having a casual wee and suddenly, I am Mega Hitler.
Guten Tag!
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. So we've actually mentioned the series that this next competitor is from in today's episode.
All right.
And they are...
In today's episode? That's
yeah.
Interesting.
In some of our random talk. So if you've cut out that random talk,
yeah,
then that might not make sense. But it might do.
It's okay. This might be the shortest episode we've ever recorded, so I imagine we'll be in there.
Yeah, maybe. And... oh god, what's a good clue?
Yippee-ki-yay?
No, not Yippee-ki-yay. I mean,
just trying to think of things that we've talked about today.
Let me see if I can find a good phrase that won't give it away. This person goes around making fair judgment upon everyone.
Person who makes fair judgment upon everyone?
Yeah.
So like a living karma?
Yes. And I say person, I mean they're not really a person, but they're kind of a person.
Okay. I can't think who that is right now, but I'm sure when I edit this, I'll be like, oh, of course it's that person.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I'm looking forward to them.
Cool. Do you think they'll beat Hit Girl?
Don't know. I feel it would be an interesting, I'm not sure if there'll be a two-part. Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting because it'll be a two-part thing. And we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
All right.
I don't mean two-part episode. That'd be... crazy.
Can you imagine if we had to do a two-part episode?
Yes. It would be mad.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It would be. All right. Well, I think that's the stump of the day.
Thank you for all joining us today on episode 11 of...
Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it.
Mishmash Mayhem.
That's it. On day of recording today, the 24th of June, episode 10 came out today.
Hooray!
I mean, it was supposed to come out yesterday, but it ended up coming out very early hours of today.
Yeah. Similar thing.
But yeah, so I mean, pretty excited about getting to 10 episodes. Thanks everyone for joining us in that adventure.
Thank you to you all.
We are, as always, part of TinkerTailorSoldierSponge.com, the TTSS production. You can go on that website to listen to our podcast and other podcasts.
And you should.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff on there. You want to know how to get drunk in style, you can listen to Dr. Wilco's Guide to Better Beverages campaign.
Don't believe he advocates getting drunk. I just believe he advocates really nice drinks.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, if you did want to get drunk in style, that's the podcast to listen to. Yeah. Obviously, if you want to drink responsibly in style, still listen to that podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Feel free to contact us and talk to us at PodcastMMM on the Twitter. There you can suggest characters you would like to see in the fight. We had a fan submission last episode from Rob, which was Worms, which was really fun.
Was he the one who then commented on the poor choice of weapons?
Yes, he was.
I thought it would be. I'm watching you, Rob.
Oh, there you go, Rob. You need to suggest another character so that Wade can get angry at you some more.
So I'm not angry.
You can also go there to submit fan suggestions for places for them to fight. If you were like, hey, a public toilet is a stupid place to fight, and you've got a better idea, you can do that. We've only ever had two fan submissions for places to fight, and they're both on the list at the moment.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if we had more fan submissions for places to fight, then the list would be more fan submission-y, and we'd get to see more fan submissions in the podcast. And we like it when people get involved.
We do indeed.
It's exciting. I mean, if you just want to tell us how you think this fight would have, you can just be like, yo, this is why Mecha Hitler should have won, or yo, you did it exactly right, well done, guys.
Yo, hey, how's it going?
See you later, Mecha Hitler.
write us a list. Top 10 situations which is okay to hang out with Mecha Hitler.
Potentially, if that you're going to do that, direct message it us, because you possibly don't want to be seen as publicly on the internet, like, supporting hanging out with Mecha Hitler.
I think if you prefix it with Mecha, people will allow it.
Yeah? Do you think that's true of all bad things? If you make them Mechas, it's all right.
No.
Does it also work with, like, is there anything else you can prefix stuff with to make them okay? Because initially what springs to my mind is Disney. Like
Disney Voldemort?
Yeah, like Hitler would be bad, but Disney's Hitler, that's much better.
I mean, he would sing a lot of songs.
Yeah, he would. And then it would be like Springtime for Hitler.
A lot of controversially lyriced songs.
Like Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be a bit like Rasputin, wouldn't he? Disney Rasputin.
Yeah, I guess so.
Except Disney Rasputin is kind of like a sorcerer in that. Actually, no, hang on, what am I about? That film isn't by Disney at all. That film was by a rival company.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe that's what Disney needs to combat rival Rasputin.
It was Disney by film. Fox Animation.
Ah, there you go.
You know what film I'm on about, right?
Yeah.
Good, that's right. Then.
Cool.
You don't know what film I'm on about, do you?
No, it's I want to say Anastasia.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, because there was a little bat creature in it too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Bloody yeah, I know stuff. We watched it at school, I'm sure.
Quite a good film, actually.
Yeah.
As far as animated films go.
I mean, speaking of great animated films, oh my god, I saw Toy Story 4 the other day. It's excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know all the trailers look really awful, but it was actually a very good film.
Ah, fair enough.
And Keanu Reeves is in it.
What?
Yeah.
What? How's Keanu Reeves become so popular? He was such a crap actor.
I know, right? Like, this seems to be the year of Keanu Reeves. He's just on...
Like, don't get me wrong, he was perfect for the role in The Matrix. And it worked. Yes. And he was probably okay for John Wick, but I haven't seen John Wick. But if you look at some of his older films, like, oh, what's that? It's that really shit one about like the nuclear plant or something.
Don't know.
It's just a terrible film, and he's terrible in it. And I don't know why. I don't know why he got so big.
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, the worst thing he's in is Dracula. Have you seen him in Dracula?
No.
Oh, I mean, because obviously Dracula is very English. Not the character of the story.
Yeah.
It all follows English people. And he has to do an English accent for the whole film, which he just can't do. And it's awful. But it's almost like brilliantly awful.
Okay. So obviously, right. So Chain Reaction is the bad film I'm thinking of.
Right.
All right. But then he's also in, now people are going to controversially call me out on this. I'm just going to say Point Break is a classic, but it's not an excellent film.
I haven't actually seen it.
And Johnny Depp, what the hell am I all about? And Keanu Reeves is not a great actor in Point Break at all.
Fair enough.
And you know what other famous film has Keanu Reeves in it?
I mean, Bill and Ted?
Speed.
Yeah, I know, he's the main guy in Speed.
Yeah, you know how good an actor he is in that film?
Okay.
Okay, exactly.
I don't know. I don't really remember.
Wait, what the hell is in Toy Story 4?
Yeah, I just said that to you. That was why we were talking about him.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Sometimes people wonder if I've had a stroke, and I can understand why.
This all started because we were trying to say goodbye and wrap up the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happens every time.
Right. Anything else you want to say before we go and confuse the people anymore?
I've got a peg in a hairbrush.
Okay. What are you doing with them?
I'm probably going to throw the peg out the window in a minute, so it's where it belongs in the garden.
Sure.
The hairbrush will remain on my desk.
That's fair. Oh, also, other thing you can do on our Twitter... It's Mr. Matthew Wade's birthday next week, if you want to send him a birthday message. Be like, oh, yeah, birthday.
It is. It's on...
That Saturday.
It is.
You're gonna... Oh, no, wait, shit.
What?
By the time this comes out, actually, it would have been last week. Don't worry.
You can belated it.
You can. If you want to send him a late birthday message, his birthday was last week.
Yeah, we'll enjoy it. You're going to be here. Hopefully, it'll be sunny. We'll have a barbecue. It'll be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. I'm going to bring you a really exciting present. You'll be like, oh, my days. It's cool.
I probably will.
Yeah. To be fair, right, when I was getting your present, Kate was like, "Oh my god, it's so amazing! You have to get me one." So she's already got one.
Enough. Yeah, it's gonna be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
It's gonna be a good day.
All right, then. Well, yeah. Thank you for listening, and see you next episode. See who Hit Girl goes against, some comic judging person.
Catch you all.
Judging McJudges.
Late.